John Stewart from the Ulster Unionist Party with us this morning. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So we have some of the detail. We don't have the annex yet. We have some of the detail within this document. And meanwhile, confusion continues because the DUP say they were never going to agree to an Irish Language Act. If they were never going to agree to an Irish Language Act, how come the substance of it is written down?
That's a big question, Stephen. I mean, up until a couple of hours ago, the DUP were denying this document existed. And then we have them put some spotlight last night.
Well, no, they weren't, because they were saying there were discussion documents going back and forward. I heard them say that.
In terms of the draft agreement and the detail of which has now come out, Edmund Foote said last night that he was proud to be a co-author of it. So there is some ambiguity there. I mean, I think it's about time. We're seeing this being fed out, and I've no doubt the annexes that you refer to in terms of the legislative side of it will come out in the coming days, and this will be drip fed. It's about time now that all of us, including yourself and the public, get to see the entirety of these documents, because it's testament to what has been going on behind closed doors for the last 11 months.
You mentioned Edmund Foote, sorry, was on Spotlight last night. He repeated, we'll have a listen to him now, he repeated the party position that no final agreement had been reached between his party and Sinn Féin.
There's actually brackets on five different elements of the bit of paper that you have in front of you, and those all have to be dealt with. Those things can only flow whenever you actually have an agreement on the head of it, and the head of it is about how the Act is derived. And we made it clear from the outset that there would not be a standalone Irish Language Act. Everything that is within that document cannot proceed until all proceeds together. We should have been working through these things while continuing to govern, and Arlene Foster made that option available in August, and we'd make that option available now, that we will continue to work on language issues, we'll continue to work on all of these issues, but continue to govern at the same time. There's no reason that we cannot do that. In the absence of that, we need governance, and direct rule is the best means of achieving that.
I just want to play this Edmund Foote's clip again, and I want you to listen to where he talks about standalone Irish Language Act. Let's listen to it for a second time.
There's actually brackets on five different elements of the bit of paper that you have in front of you, and those all have to be dealt with. Those things can only flow whenever you actually have an agreement on the head of it, and the head of it is about how the Act is derived. And we made it clear from the outset that there would not be a standalone Irish Language Act.
Did you, Edwin? Did the DUP make it clear from the outset there would be no standalone Irish Language Act? Because many people thought you made it clear, as in your party made it clear, there would be no Irish Language Act, full stop. This word standalone magically appears in the middle. Did the DUP make it clear, key to what Edmund Foote said last night, from the outset, that there would be no standalone Irish Language Act? Well, we need to look no further than the leader of the party, Arlene Foster. Let's see what she actually said.
Are you serious? Do you think that the DUP should implement an Irish Language Act as some sort of a magnanimous step for Sinn Féin? We will never accede to an Irish Language Act.
So that's what the people of Northern Ireland were told. They were not told from the outset that there would not be a standalone Irish Language Act, because, of course, that infers that there might be an Irish Language Act as long as there were other acts. It did not happen. What the people of this country were told from the very beginning was that, in Arlene Foster's words, about any type of Irish Language Act, are you serious? That's what she said. John Stewart.
Yeah, I think Stephen are smart enough to see that this is dancing on the head of the pin. I mean, the DUP can't win if they give a standalone Irish Language Act and the Sinn Féin say they have one in order to get a win. So I think what we need to look at is what's actually in the content. And we're talking about words in the title of bills rather than what's substantially in there. And the fact that basically we're at a stalemate because of title documents, it does seem almost farcical. You know, no one's concerned about what's in there. They're just concerned about how it's packaged and how it's stressed.
Having said that, the reality of government, John, or trying to get a government up and going, is that compromise is necessary. So whatever these two parties said and the promises that they made to the public, maybe they have to break them in order to get a government up and going again.
Well, there's clearly been worked on. I mean, I think everyone would accept that. And by the looks of this, regardless of how close to the deal it was, and I think Brian Rowan this morning referred to it being a page turn away, they were within a hair's breadth away, close enough to a deal that the Prime Minister and Taoiseach were summoned to Belfast to effectively sign it off. And that looks like where it got to. So clearly compromise had been done, and that's evidence in the document. Like, we haven't got it all yet, and more will be coming out in the coming days. And I think it's now about time that it was just released, and that would answer a lot of the questions.
Would the Ulster Unionist Party ever tolerate any type of Irish Language Act, whether it was standalone or not?
We've been very clear, Stephen, from the start that we don't see a need for an Irish Language Act. We are proud of the provisions we put in place in 1998 under the Good Friday Agreement to preserve and to develop and flourish both the Irish language and Ulster Scots.
Well, you might not see a need for it, but would you ever support an Irish language, any type of Irish language legislation, if it meant getting devolution up and going again?
We've said all along, Stephen, that we don't see a need for it. And until that can be demonstrated, that we're confident and proud of the provisions that we put in.
Well, is the need for it not palpable that from the nationalist community, the biggest nationalist party, are saying they see a need for it and they're representing their electorate? That's the need. It doesn't matter whether you see a need for it. It matters how some of the nationalist community feel.
I think the difficulty with this is that it's become completely politicised. And the provision that was under the Good Friday Agreement in 1998 was to keep it out of politics, because it's culture and language and they should be avoided. And what we've now seen is the politicisation of it by both sides. I mean, I believe that if the Ulster Unionist Party had been there in government, we wouldn't have created the circumstances where it be needed. We wouldn't have used phrases like curry my yoghurt or change names of votes or go withdrew funding from the most vulnerable Irish speakers, the LEFA funding. So it has been politicised. It's been politicised by both sides, and that is disappointing. But as I say, we affirm that continued belief that we don't see a need for it until that's demonstrated.
Do you think the Good Friday Agreement's in trouble?
In the 20th anniversary, I hope it's not. I believe if there's a will, it can continue to function. But there has to be a willingness among everybody to recognise how important it is to keep the institutions going. Devolved government in Northern Ireland is the best possible government for people here. And it's the only show in town. And I think a lot of work, a lot of heavy lifting went in, Stephen, to get the Good Friday Agreement off the ground. And it would be a shame in the 20th anniversary if it did start to come into serious trouble. Okay.